Yes, I'm Katie. I'm from the Trade Unionists and Socialist Coalition. If you've heard of the Trade Unionists and Socialist Coalition, can you just raise your hand? Yes. Not very many. And that's probably the main reason why I'm standing, because we've only been around since 2010, set up by the late Bob Crowe and the RMT, as an alternative to the capitalist politicians who are running the scene. We believe that there are four parties for big business, so Tory, Labour, Lib Dem and UKIP, and then the Greens, who have a tendency to bow down a little to the whim of big business. So
that's not true.
I don't know yet. So that's why we set up, because we thought that the people needed something different. We thought there was no voice for the 99%. And I just want to kind of give you some idea of what that means. Britain's wealthiest have doubled their net worth since the crisis began. Can I just ask if there's any bankers in the room? No, I didn't think so. The bankers caused the crisis, and it's not as straightforward as, that they just gambled, but it was essentially they created credit, debt, and gambled on it, and were left to their own devices and created a crash. But for some reason, we've paid for it. We've paid for it in cuts, in closures, in job losses. We've paid for it through having increases in living costs, but no real increase in wages at all. We've paid for it through tuition fees, we've paid for it through cuts in education, in healthcare and so forth. And the Trade Unionists and Socialist Coalition believes that that is absolutely unnecessary, that the money is there. For example, the richest 1,000 families control £547 billion sterling. That's risen more than 112% since 2009. Where our services and our wealth has decreased, the richest in society has increased, and that's been both under Labour and under Tory. Britain is the fifth wealthiest country, with more billionaires in London than any other city in the world. So why are there still 23.2% of Britons living in relative poverty? Because there's something not right. The system isn't quite right. Now, I was born in Milton Keynes, raised in Milton Keynes, blah, blah, blah. But the reason I wanted to stand is because I think that anywhere where a tough candidate can stand and put this view forward is important. Not necessarily for votes, although I would absolutely appreciate votes as an MK North candidate, but also because we need more people to get involved, especially young people, because we've got a lot of young people who are coming up to me and saying, I don't really like new politics, these politicians, I want to be involved in something different. So what I want to ask you today is, yes, please vote for me if you can, but also ask me questions, get involved, and find out if actually maybe you might consider yourself socialist as well.